Now, you might find it hard to imagine what life is like in an overcrowded prison. Well, in Rwanda, there are more than 80,000 jailed in connection with the genocide of 1994, and many still waiting to be tried. Karina Tertsakian has been investigating prison conditions there for her new book. She told Komla Dumor what she'd found out.
The overcrowding there is so extreme. Just to give you an idea, the standard space that each prisoner has is a width of 40 centimetres. So if you can imagine, that's about the width of a fairly small person. And the prisoners have that space on wooden planks and a kind of bunk-like structure, all lined up next to each other. There's no partitions, no cells, no nothing. In fact, there's not enough space even within the buildings for all of them, so several thousand are forced to sleep outside in the courtyards.
Why is this the case? Are the authorities in the country just not concerned or interested in what happens to prisoners?
There does seem to be a certain lack of concern, I think we could say, about the fate of prisoners. The reason why the numbers are so high, of course, is because of the genocide that took place in Rwanda in 1994. So the vast majority of these prisoners are accused of genocide. But many of them actually have not even been tried or found guilty. So there are undoubtedly a lot of innocent people amongst them.
So as it is right now, there's a large population of people in prison in Rwanda who've not been charged with anything, are just there.
That's right. And the typical thing that used to happen in the immediate aftermath of the genocide is that people would get picked up. Simply their name would be written on a piece of paper, the word genocide would be written, and they would be bundled off into prison. And then they never get any kind of hearing, and they can remain in prison for 10 years or more on that basis. Now, there have been trials going on, but the process, of course, has been slow. There have been all kinds of problems to do with corruption and political pressures and so on. So even when a prisoner has a chance to be tried, it's not always guaranteed that that trial will be fair.
How do the prisoners manage to cope with such extreme conditions?
I was really quite amazed to find that there's an incredible capacity to survive and to endure, although, of course, many thousands have died also as a result of these conditions. The unique thing about prisons in Rwanda is that they are effectively run by the prisoners themselves. So the staff very rarely even go inside the living quarters. So the prisoners have set up their own entire system of organisation, extremely efficient with their own hierarchy and structure, and they look after every aspect of prison life themselves.
But that in itself is also dangerous because obviously you have authorities that are accountable to no one except for themselves within the prisons. And I'm sure there's violence, is there not?
Certainly there's unaccountability. I would agree with you on that. And of course, a whole system of corruption that goes with that. You would indeed expect to find a high level of violence, especially amongst a population accused of such terrible crimes. But I was surprised to find that the prison culture in Rwanda actually is not a culture of violence. And it does seem as if prisoners have found some way of living together more or less harmoniously. I think there's this feeling of everyone is in the same boat.
Karina Tertsakian is author of the book Le Chateau, about the lives of prisoners in Rwanda.